Well, good morning, everyone. And isn't it good that our theme is on love this morning? We can forgive each other all our foibles. So sorry for holding everyone up by leaving the songs behind. But I'll pray and then we're going to sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, Joy of Heaven to Earth Come Down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. You miming, right, Bruce? Okay. So, Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for bringing us together to worship you in spirit and in truth. And, Lord, it is frustrating when things go wrong. But, Lord, we trust in you and your Holy Spirit to guide us through this morning. So thank you, Jesus, for each and every one of us here. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
So we're going to sing, Come, Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love, Tender and True, Out of the Heart of the Father Above, Streaming to Me and to You. Wonderful love dwells in the heart of the Father Above. And we love because He first loved us.
Come to our wonderful God in prayer. Let us pray. We come to worship you, O God, Father, Son, and Spirit. What a wonderful God you are. And what a wonderful love we see in all that you do. For you, Lord, are love, and we thank you. The love of the Father, so great and wonderful. So great because you were willing to send your Son into the world to be the sacrifice for our sins. And we thank Jesus for the wonderful sacrifice that he made. He who was without sin came and took our sin upon his body so that we might be redeemed. And everywhere we look, we see the love of Jesus expressed in his ministry. And then, Lord, we remember Jesus said that you, O Father, would send the Spirit into the world when he returned. And yes, you did just that. And it's wonderful to know, to see the Spirit working in and through our lives. Oh, what wonderful love. Love that we could never really deserve, but it's there for all who will come in repentance and faith. We adore you, Lord. We try to love you all the time and in all ways. Forgive us if we fail you, Lord, but we do love you. And we thank you that you love us. And our earnest prayer this morning is that many, many more people throughout the world, throughout this country, throughout this community, will know and accept your wonderful love. What a place the world would be if it was truly filled with your love. And it's a love that's available to all, but many do not know or do not care. Lord, we pray that your love may spread throughout this world. And we pray that as it does, we know the world will be a much better place. There will be an end to all this fighting, for all this unrest, for all this sin. So, Lord, our prayer is that your love, yes, your love, will be spread throughout the world. And we pray that we might be given the strength, the enthusiasm to go and share that love with people that we know who do not know you. So, Lord, would you bless our ministry, both as a fellowship and as individuals. And above all, Lord, may you be glorified. So, Lord, will you continue to be with us as we worship you? We seek your presence. We seek your word. We seek you, Lord, and your love, that it might spread so deeply in our lives that we too will be changed people. This and all our prayers we ask in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. While we do pray, we want to remember people that we love, people that we know. We pray for Stuart. Lord, we thank you that he's back out of hospital, and we pray, Lord, that you would continue to be his constant companion. And we ask that you be with Jean as she seeks to help him. We pray also, Lord, for John and Margaret, and pray, Lord, that you would be all that they need at this special time. We thank you for their faith. We thank you for their love for you. And Lord, we pray for Rita. We pray for her granddaughter, April. And Lord, we pray for Sarah Jane, who's not with us today, and ask that you would be with them and that you would be with each one of us here. Lord, we love you and we want to know more of your love in our lives. We ask this in your wonderful name and in the power of prayer. Amen.
So we're going to sing How Deep the Father's Love for Us. How vast beyond all measure that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. And that's us. Thank you, Jesus.
And that is that John and Margaret send their love to this church. And don't be surprised by that, because John and Margaret were members of a church when they were able to go to it in Bovey. John also used to go to the men's movement at Barton on Mondays. But there we are. They wanted to send their love to you because they hear these services. And they know that we pray for them. So I share that. And thank you very much, Deborah, for taking the reading.
The reading this morning comes from 1 John 4, verses 7 to 21. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love his first, he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
Thank you very much. That's quite a challenge, isn't it?
So you may remember we sung this song, Remain in Me, I Am the Vine, some weeks ago. And when I got the subject for today, I thought, aha, because I really like this song. It was a good excuse to sing it again. And then we get to know it, and then, you know, when we do it, we'll know what it is, as it were. But it has this lovely verse in it: as I have done, so you should do, so as to love as I love you. For in your witness my love is shown, in simple ways my heart made known. I have told you.
So we look again at love. In the reading, verses 7 and 8 dealt with what God is, and it makes very clear that God is love. As important as that is, this message is reasonably short, but it's going to be followed by two poems that I've chosen from Helen Steiner Rice's writing, which I think put it admirably well. Right, so, God is love. This does not mean that love is God. You see, love does not define God, but God defines love. Love is a valid test of the true Christian faith. Since God is love, and we have claimed a personal relationship with God, we must in necessity, surely, reveal His love in how we live. That's the challenge. Because God is love, He must communicate not only in words, but also in deeds. And that's something for us to follow, isn't it? True love is never static or inactive. God reveals his love to mankind in many, many different ways. God's love was revealed in the way he dealt with the nation of Israel. And, you know, when I looked at that, I thought, oh, I wonder what God thinks about Israel at the moment. I'm sure he must be weeping. But the greatest expression of God's love, surely, is in the death of his Son. Romans 5, verse 8. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. The sending of Jesus into the world and his death on the cross were not prompted by man's love for God. No, it's the other way around, isn't it? They were prompted by his love for mankind. Such was God's love for us. Two purposes are given for Jesus' death on the cross. 1 John 4, verse 9, that we might live through him. That we might live through him. And 1 John 4, verse 10, that he, and how important this is, might be the propitiation for our sins. That's why he came, to deal with our sins. He who was without sin died on the cross as the perfect sacrifice. And it's important to notice that the emphasis is on the death of Jesus, not on his birth. The fact that Jesus was made flesh is certainly an evidence of grace and love. But the fact that he was made sin for us is underscored for us. So special. So special. If he'd just been born, well, wouldn't be the same, would it? The fact that he went to the cross as the supreme sacrifice for our sins, the very Son of God, God on the cross. And you know, in this particular part of Scripture, we are encouraged, the one that Deborah read, we are encouraged for a second time to love one another. So if we really appreciate what Jesus did on that cross, then we've got to take it very seriously. We must show love for one another. When we look at all that Jesus has done for us, surely we must have a true and sincere desire to accept that command to love one another. Let us remember the ministry of Jesus, and especially how he willingly died on the cross for us. He knew what was going to happen. He came for that purpose. He loves us. And so, the challenge, let us love him and let us love each other. Now I want to share those two poems with you. The first one is entitled, Somebody Cares. Somebody cares and always will. The world forgets, but God loves you still. You cannot go beyond his love. no matter what you're guilty of. For God forgives until the end. He is your faithful, your loyal friend. And although you may try to hide your face, there is no shelter in any place that can escape his watchful eye. For on earth and in the sky, he's ever present, always there, to take you in his tender care, and bind the wounds and mend the breaks, when all the world around forsakes. Yes, somebody cares and loves you still, and God is that someone who always will. And this next one is entitled Love One Another, for Love is God. Couldn't be a better title, could it, for today? Every couple should remember that the world calls love. Sorry. Every couple should remember that what the world calls love is not something man invented, but it comes from God above. And love can be neglected and oftentimes abused, perverted and distorted, misguided and misused. Or it can be developed by living every day near to God our Father and following in his way. For God alone can teach you the meaning of true love, and he can help establish the life you're dreaming of, in which you live together in happiness and peace, enjoying blessings that day by day increase. For love that is immoral has its source in God. Sorry. For the love that is immortal, not immoral. For love that is immortal has its source in God above. And the love you give each other is founded on his love. And though upon this special day it seems it's yours and yours alone, but if you ask God, he takes your love and blends it with his own. What wonderful love we see in God. Why? Because God is love. Praise God. Amen.
So we're going to sing An Army of Ordinary People, a kingdom where love is the key, a city, a light to the nations, heirs to the promise are we, a people whose life is in Jesus, a nation, together we stand, only through grace are we worthy inheritors of the land.
An army of together as one.
Put this song into our hearts. In verse 3, Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus taught us how to be a family, loving one another with the love that he gives. Jesus taught us how to be a family.
La 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 la.
let us gather together as we normally do. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah!
Thank you, Richard.